headlines. In local news, starting today, Queensland Rail is operating a reduced Saturday-style timetable on weekdays. This will be across southeast Queensland due to ongoing industrial action. Over 270 to 300 daily services are cut until further notice, causing roughly 20% fewer trains, with most lines running every 15 to 30 minutes compared to the usual 6 to 10 minute intervals. Transport Minister Brent Mickleberg has described the reduced services would be temporary changes, but no end date has been set yet.
Meanwhile, a state by-election in Brisbane's north has raised issues regarding fuel, health and the cost of living. Early voting opens today for the more than 41,000 voters in the Stafford electorate, ahead of polling day on May 16th. The contest was sparked by the death of independent MP Jimmy Sullivan, who passed away last month. Stafford, encompassing suburbs including Kedron, Chermside and Stafford Heights, is Labour heartland. Residents are largely young families, renters and tertiary educated. Issues front of mind for voters echoes those felt across Queensland. Quote, fuel costs, housing costs and food costs are all going up at the moment, end quote, local Anthony Williamson told the ABC. Labour has held Stafford for 9 of the last 10 polls. Luke Richmond, the party's recent Queensland Assistant State Secretary, is hoping to continue its dominance. Also running is Jess Lane of the Greens. She said there was one main thing residents were concerned about, quote, cost of living hands down, particularly around housing and rents.
And in national news, the Australian government has begun conducting an intense multi-agency crackdown on NDIS fraud, which has in recent years become rampant due to the privatisation of care, allowing for a surge in unregistered, poorly regulated providers, and organised criminal syndicates to exploit the system meant to uplift disabled folks. Currently, the Fraud Fusion Task Force, or FFT, comprising 24 agencies including the AFP and NDIA, have disrupted over 2,500 providers and successfully blocked $86 million in suspicious claims, and just yesterday, raided properties in Queensland under Operation Benz, including one syndicate which had around $5.2 million in criminal assets seized. In future, the federal government has pledged to crack down on fraud with a more tightly regulated scheme that offers less choice but better quality control and oversight. And in international news, the Iran war has escalated once again. Just now, the US has striked 7 Iranian boats acting on President Trump's orders to destroy any craft laying mines in the crucial waterway, while earlier the UAE intercepted Iranian missiles for the first time since the ceasefire. These attacks from Iran have focused on key economic hubs like Fujairah and Dubai to disrupt global energy flows and maritime trade, in retaliation to the US and Israeli airstrikes. Meanwhile, the US has said that Iran failed to interfere with commercial shipping and 2 US-flagged merchant vessels have, quote, successfully transited through the Strait of Hormuz.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.